Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two this Wednesday, April 10th. Dave Ijima listening to the show. He says, Randy, the real question has to be found out. How many people have been actually hurt by blowing by a bus? How many accidents or how many people have actually been hurt? Sounds like this is another solution in search of a problem that doesn't exist. Useless expense. Now, Miss P, I drove school bus for years, Randy, and I'm telling you, it happens more than you think. So, Miss P, I have a question from Dave Ijima. As a former school bus driver, how many times were one of your children hurt or hit by a vehicle that was passing a stopped school bus? Explain that to me. Rod Wheeler, Randy, what about the information that you sent us last weekend about the state's overreach on county zoning? Information that I sent you last weekend. Okay. Rod, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what you're talking about. Was it a text message or are you talking about the Citizens for Choice, for local choice? I'm not really sure which one you're referring to. Phyllis said, thank you, sir. Appreciate you giving them a plug about their school. And let's see. Oh, Kelly over in Wolverine. I guess she may have seen me or saw a picture. She asked me, what size is my waist? 32 or 34? No, actually, it's 36. She goes, it looks as small as my husband. I can't believe how thin you are. And also, I caught a glimpse of Miss Vicky. She looks great, too. So happy for you, too. Well, we actually feel even better. So it's not just the looks, but it's the feelings. Let's see. She said it was by the grace of God that no one did get hurt. None, not the biggest issue is these people will never get a ticket because as a driver, you can't catch their driver's license plate. I've actually trained the kids to get the plate number for me. Otherwise, there was never any consequences. Well, Dave's point then, nobody actually ever got hurt. I'll tell you, I do remember because when Vicky said, I've seen it, I started thinking about it over the years. And I know a couple of times I've seen it happen where the bus driver doesn't give any advance notice. The school bus driver doesn't give any advance notice with the lights. They don't turn the lights on early enough to give drivers time to slow down to be able to stop. They turn the lights on, the arm goes out, and they slam on the brakes. Well, the driver isn't going to rear end the vehicle, the school bus, and so they go around them. I mean, this is literally while the bus is slowing down, coming to a complete stop. I have seen that. But from the way the story was read, like it was a completely stopped bus, the arm was out, the lights were on, and then somebody blows by the bus. That's a different situation. But anyway, we're going to move on. Yes, about local choice. Okay. There is a petition drive out there. We talked to Jim Evans down from the Manistee, Benzie County area. And they are collecting signatures to put it on the ballot where Citizens for Local Choice will be voting on a ballot issue. This is a broad coalition of bipartisan voters across Michigan working together as one group to restore local control of zoning regulations. Their goal, they need to collect 550,000 valid signatures from registered voters within 180 days. Their goal, if can be achieved by May the 29th, would put the initiative on the November 5th, 2024 ballot. What this basically would do, and here's the background of it. In November of 2023, the Michigan legislature passed legislation that strips away local control of wind and solar panel operations and gives the power to unelected bureaucrats appointed to the Michigan Public Service Commission. Who were they appointed by? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This new law forces local communities to go through the state when it comes to zoning authority of large-scale utility wind and solar projects. Following this legislative action, a group of bipartisan grassroots individuals came together to take back the voice of local communities and have launched a statewide ballot campaign, Citizens for Local Choice. So, what do you need to do? Well, first of all, they need people to circulate petitions and collect signatures. Spread the word. Get your friends and neighbors involved. Help us reclaim local control. First, learn more. Get involved. Spread the word. The website, citizensforlocalchoice.com, is the website. And if you want to send an email, it's at gmail.com. citizensforlocalchoice@gmail.com. Totally support this initiative. And let's see if we can get it on the ballot. I'm going to reach out to an individual that I know who's highly educated on this effort and absolutely see if he'll come on the show. See, my problem is it's government overreach by Lansing. I always say politics is local. It's everything going on in your community, going on in your county, your city, your township, your village. We're forced to deal with Lansing. We're forced to deal with Washington, D.C. all the time. But what they're doing with these large-scale projects, folks, is they're simply wanting them to be rammed through by Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Michigan Public Service Commission, taking away local zoning in your local community. Well, that's why they've come up with this flyer. They've come up with this information. Stop government overreach. Oh, I'm sorry. I gave the email address to their .com. That's not correct. The website is MI for Michigan. Citizens is plural. Choice.org is the website. MICitizensChoice.org. The previous one was their Gmail email address. I apologize for that. Citizens for Local Choice, P.O. Box 14309 down in Lansing, Michigan. They're trying to get people to get involved and to collect signatures. Let's see, this is going to be an initiative. Let's see if I can enlarge this. Public Act 233 of 2023 supersedes the wishes of local communities. The new law will take effect November of 24, forces local communities to go through the state's Michigan Public Service Commission when it comes to zoning authorities of utilities, large-scale wind and solar projects. MICitizensChoice.org is the website. So, again, I'll reach out to Kevin, see if I can get him on the show. Absolutely. See what we can do to get more information about this. It looks like May 29th. Oh, that's right, Kelly. That's right. You're at the Iron Pig. I'm sorry. I was so busy focused on other things going on with that event. One thing that we are absolutely facing here, folks, between Axe My Tax and Citizens for Local Choice, these are very, very, very expensive campaigns if you end up having to pay circulators. Volunteers is the best way to go, but that is a huge task to try to collect that many signatures in such a short period of time. How they're doing, I'm not really sure. Not really sure, but we'll have to wait and see. One other thing I did want to mention in this segment, the information on these cards, I've had people ask me about them. Who was the original author of the cards? Well, it was a sheriff, actually, in Leelanau County. He's the one that drafted the bullet points and the questions. We polished them a little bit, corrected a couple of things on them, and changed them just a little. But basically, it was a sheriff in Leelanau County. Antrim County Conservative Union just had the resources to pay for the printing and the shipping and to get them here for you guys to be able to get them from us. So again, this is a public service. It's not something we're making money on. Every donation pays us back for what we've already spent, and we will be ordering more. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this story, but the parents of the shooter from Oxford High School were sentenced yesterday. Oxford High School shooter's parents, the first convicted in U.S. mass school shootings, were sentenced to prison yesterday. James Crumbly and his wife Jennifer were each sentenced to 10 to 15 years for four counts of involuntary manslaughter for not securing the gun their son used in the November 2021 shooting. Oakland County Circuit Judge Cheryl Matthews expressed sympathy for the families and said the world has lost out on what the victims could have contributed. She told James Crumbly that he allowed unfettered access to weapons and that his wife glorified the use and possession of weapons, and it is because of the parents' actions and inactions that the victims are no longer living. Parents are not expected to be psychic, but these convictions are not about poor parenting. These convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted the oncoming runaway train. Opportunity knocked over and over and over again, louder and louder, and those warnings were ignored, not just not answered. The parents were given 858 days credit while spending it in custody, which means that they will first be eligible for parole after 8 years in prison. The family members of the victims were in the courtroom. The parents of the victims, Tate Meyer, Hannah Sue St. Giuliani, Madison Baldwin, and Justin Schilling, told the court that Crumbly's parents failed their children and their son by not securing the weapon and ignoring his mental health. The couple were convicted in separate jury trials. Both expressed sorrow, acknowledging the parents' pains and losses. But they both maintained that they were unaware that their son, Ethan Crumbly, then 15, was going to use the 9mm Sig Sauer that they had purchased for him to kill other students. This could have been any parent up here in my shoes, Jennifer Crumbly said, while expressing her deepest sorrow for the victims' families. She was asking for just a fair and a just sentence. If there's anything the general public can take away from this, is that this could happen to you too. The husband, James Crumley, who spoke for the first time during the criminal proceedings, said he cannot express how much I wish I knew what was truly going on with my son. Obviously, we would have done things much differently. My heart pours out to every single one of you. It really does, he told the families. He also said that he feels that the justice system basically was processed properly. We got a fair trial. We were convicted. Now we're just asking for our sympathies and our sentencing. James Crumley finished his addressing one of the fathers directly. I too want the truth because you did not get it from my son. I hope you can do better than me. Prosecutor Karen McDonald said, one cannot sanitize the victim's pain while considering sentencing. These are laws that are on the books, and the sentencing guidelines are clear. Your Honor, you have an obligation to follow the sentencing guidelines. They got 10 to 15 years in prison. The son, life in prison without parole. He will never be allowed out of prison and will die in prison. So that story is basically over. And back in the day when it happened, I said the parents absolutely should have been prosecuted. For them to buy him the gun and allow him complete access to the gun at the age of 15, along with all of his other social media posts that the kid was putting online at the time, all you had to do is read his social media pages. You knew this guy had mental issues. And that's a real problem. That's what we should truly be talking about. How is it that these kids are so mentally screwed up? Is it what they're learning at school? Is it the parents simply not being involved? What the heck is causing such a mental health issue for young people today? When I see the way some of these young people dye their hair and pierce things and tattoos, it's just absolutely amazing. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline.